Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled Salamat sa Diyos. Thanks be to God.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. As a young girl, I have been accustomed to hearing my dad, after finishing a meal, say, "Salamat sa Diyos." In English, it means, "Thanks be to God." Always, in every meal he eats, he says, "Salamat sa Diyos." Thanks be to God. Imagine hearing that every day. But when I was young, I did not understand fully why, nor did I have the courage to ask him. Funny thing is that, even after he burps, he would say, "Thanks be to God. Salamat sa Diyos." It was only when I appreciated my faith and grew deeper in understanding of God did I realize how those words mean so much in my life. Thanks be to God. Placing myself in the shoes of a leper, I would have leaped in praise, running towards Jesus to give thanks for healing me, perhaps shouting, proclaiming, "Salamat sa Diyos, thanks be to God." But in the Gospel, there were 10 who were healed, but only one gave thanks. Commentaries in the Gospel of Luke would all say that to go and show themselves to the priests is part of the law that is required of those with skin disease. That if the disease shows greenish or reddish in the garment or the person's skin, they have to go and show it to the priest. In the same way, a priest is required to assess whether the skin disease had cleared up before the leper could be readmitted into society. That is why Jesus told the 10 to go and show themselves to the priest. But you see, in the Gospel, the action of the Samaritan is outstanding. As when he realizes on the way to the temple that he is healed, he evidently does not continue on his journey, but rather returns to Jesus, acknowledging that God's healing power is present in Jesus. When the Samaritan returned to Jesus, prostrated in thanksgiving at his feet, the response of Jesus is notable. "Your faith has made you well." The Samaritan's prostration at Jesus' feet as an act of thanksgiving clearly presents to us an understanding that to thank Jesus is to glorify God. And whenever we thank Jesus, we glorify Him. To respond rightly to Jesus is to praise and glorify Him. The Samaritan's thanksgiving and prostration at Jesus' feet is a recognition that God is at work. When Jesus notices and heals him, even his hurts and brokenness, perhaps afflicted by the dictate of the society to make him an outcast. This logical act should remind all of us that to thank is a manifestation of faith that makes well. Remember, one who has been given much also loves greatly. One who has been given much also loves greatly. Love that springs from gratitude is the essence of faith. Now I am no longer that young girl that sits with my dad during meals. But I remember, not in my mind, but in my heart, always to proclaim, Salamat sa Diyos. Salamat sa Diyos. Thanks be to God.